Hey there, this is Danny Wilde, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe.
Give me a reason to stay.
I'm a sucker for a Memphis horn style brass section, and that is a Memphis horn style brass section. It's Tell Mama, of course, which has been around for many, many years. There it is, off an album. It could just be an MP3 download from last year called Verano, and from a band called the Valve Tones, who are based near Malaga in Spain, and therefore may be listening now on Talk Radio Europe on FM. Welcome to The Raven and the Blues, opening up the programme with something which I've had hanging around for a while, but it's been a bit of a rushed week, really. If it wasn't for the fact I had a radio show to do, the discipline of doing the show means that otherwise I probably would never have had a good programme made at all, because it's been a hectic week, which is kind of good in a way, because busy means occasionally money coming in. At the same time, it's nice to sit down, have a chat with you and play some fine tunes. Most of them newish or new to me. This one is very new. I got the link from Peter Ellison this week. It's a band called The Untouchables from here in London. That's Keith Parker on harp, Peter Ellison on guitar and vocals, Paul Green on bass, and Malcolm Buckland on drums. This is an advanced copy, basically, of something which I think is coming out as an MP3 download quite soon. The Untouchables and Leave the Light On.
light on, baby. I can't wait till I get home. I'm gonna make love to you, baby.
One of my Facebook chums. Doesn't that sound posy? The band are called The Untouchables out of London, and that's, I was going to say their new single, but it's a new track off their new album anyway, called Leave the Light On, and I don't think that's the same track as Chris Smither had on his album of the same name some years ago, but a fine track anyway, and we've got a couple more tracks from them they sent via an MP3 link. If you're a band listening to the programme right now, either as a podcast or online on FM, and you'd like to send me stuff, I'm happy to play it, as long as it fits within the blues genre, and I'm fairly wide-ranging in terms of exactly what the blues genre is, and the email address, everything else you need to know is on the Raven and the Blues page at raven.dj/R&B. And we have a live guest this week, looking forward to it enormously. And of course, that's Danny Wilde coming to do us in session to talk about her new album produced by Mike Vernon. And looking ahead to a couple of weeks' time, our guest flying in from the States is this gentleman, Ben Prestage. His new album is called Real Music, and here he is with Crocodile Man. Except that's not it. That's somebody else altogether who's coming up a little bit later on. Try that again, shall we? Here he is with Crocodile Man.
Well, Mama raised me on riddles and trances, fat back channel cat, lily white lies. Rock my cradle in the Jimmy Crack bands. Never met Papa, never asked why. Well, people say Papa was a no count anyway. People say Papa was a rolling stone. Turned 21 on the walk of my freeway, hitching up river in the dark alone. I've been sleeping with a stranger in a new name town. Thanksgiving dinner at the Top Hat Lounge. Christmas Eve at the Fantasy Tan. Lord have mercy on a crocodile man. And Lord have mercy on a crocodile man. Well, I hooked it with a carny, a little out of Memphis, slaving in a sideshow, pennies in a jar, beat a lot of jokers and hick.
big town prince, his rhinestone movie, rubber cigar. Well, I wrestled me a gator down in Neverglade City, and I did me another up in New Orleans. Tangled with the barker and I ran off the kitty, swam to Mississippi and I got away clean. Been sleeping with a stranger in a new name town. Thanksgiving dinner at the Top Hat Lounge. Christmas Eve at the Fantasy Tan. Lord have mercy on a crocodile man. Then Lord have mercy on a crocodile man.
Carter, Ben Pressage on guitars, Dobro, Didlibo. Ivanovic bring this Didlibo to the UK. Be lovely. Vocals, foot drum, and all the rest of it too, even the cover design as well. His album is called Real Music, and that is called Crocodile Man, and he'll be our guest in a couple of weeks' time. We've got before him, we've got again from the States, Doug McLeod, making a return trip. He'll be in here, about fourth time he'll have been here. We're looking forward to seeing him again. And also this coming weekend, I'm off to the local pub about a mile away to see an old friend of the programme, that's Papa George. I'm doing a live recording in the pub. That should be good. An interview with him as well. And then, of course, a bit later on this morning, or this morning, this afternoon, this evening, in this week's show, basically, we've got Danny Wilde live as well. The Raven and the Blues. Let's move now to Eric Bibb, and a track from an album which is called An Evening with the Blues from 2 or 3 years ago. Here he is with To Know You Is to Love You. Thank you.
toes. So don't you worry, darling. No, don't you cry. I'll be coming home to you by and by.
Thank you much.
I do love that man, Eric Bibb, from the album An Evening with Eric Bibb from 3 years ago. And to know you, sorry for the cough, is to love you. I've been mentioning Robin Rogers for these last 3 or 4 weeks, urging you to go and buy her new album, Back Into the Fire. She's in a hospice now. Her time is finite, but the positive vibes coming out of her are really lovely. So if you haven't yet bought her album, please do so. It's called Back in the Fire. You'll find the links on the Raven and Blues page. Here she is with Need Your Love So Bad.
I need someone's hands to lead me through the night. I need someone's arms to hold and squeeze me tight. And when the night begins and until it ends, oh, so bad. I need someone's lips to feel next to mine. I need someone to stand up and tell me if I'm wrong or if I'm right. And when the lights are low and it's time to go, so it can be read to me. Tell me you love me. Stop driving me mad. 'Cause I need your love so bad. I need a soft voice to talk to me at night. Don't worry, baby, we won't fuss and fight. So listen to my plea and bring it on home to me. Oh, I need your love so bad. I need, oh, I need. Thank you. talk to me at night. Don't worry, baby. We won't fuss and fight. So listen to my plea.
Album's been out about 4 weeks. It's called Back in the Fire. Her name is Robin Rogers and present living in, is it North Carolina or South Carolina? North Carolina, I think. And that is I Need Your Love So Bad. The Raven and the Blues, time for our live guest for this week, and it's a welcome indeed to Danny Wilde.
Okay, I'd like to share this song with you guys because when I first signed to Roof Records, this the exciting thing about it was that so many of my favourite artists have been and still are on that label, people like Luther Allison, Sue Foley, Eric Bibb, and Eric Bibb is one of my favourite artists. This is an Eric Bibb song.
You might slip, you might slide, you might stumble and fall by the roadside, but don't you ever let nobody drag your spirit down. Remember, we're walking up to heaven. Don't let nobody turn you around. Walk with the rich, walk with the poor. Learn to love each other, that's what love is for. But don't you ever let nobody drag your spirit down. Remember, we're walking up to heaven.
It's the Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe on the coast of Spain from Barcelona all the way down to Marbella. On Skybird Radio on the east coast of the USA and, of course, as a podcast across the world. It's the last joy to welcome Danny Wilde to the Raven and the Blues. You haven't come alone, though, Danny, have you?
No, I've brought my good friend Matt Billard with me.
The last time I saw you working was in Paris when you were on the Guitar and Feathered tour with Candy Cane.
Yeah,
a lot of water has passed under lots of bridges since then, hasn't it, really?
Definitely, yeah. No, I've been very busy since then, touring Europe and America, and I've just made my second album. So,
we'll talk about the album, I think. Well, let's start with the album. It's no mean feat to have an album produced by Mike Vernon, bring him out of retirement. And you can sense, I think, I've got to be careful how I say this, because Ollie's been here as well, but I think the hand of Mike on your album was far stronger than the hand of Mike on Ollie's. Does that make sense?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, I've always been inspired by the albums that Mike Vernon's made, particularly like Freddie King and Peter Green and all those records. A lot of the material that I'd written for the album was very much influenced by the artists that Mike had worked with in the past. So I was especially excited to be working with him. I really do feel that he brought the best out of all of my songs. He was just sensational to work with.
And then when it came to actually doing the album, did Thomas Roof sort of go to Mike and say, would you be tempted by doing something with Danny, or how did that work?
It had kind of been potentially on the horizon for quite a while. I was used to be managed by Alan Robinson, who used to manage Eric Bibb and so on. And Alan was good friends with Mike Vernon, so he was the one who first kind of put that out there to Mike as a possibility. And then I stopped working with Alan a little while after that, and I thought maybe that was a lost opportunity then. But later on, Thomas got in touch with Mike on my behalf and set the whole thing up. So, yeah, myself and Ollie Brown were really lucky that he came out of retirement just to make those two albums.
Has he gone back into retirement again now, has he?
He has, yeah. They're you know, potentially the last two albums that he will ever have made. We're incredibly lucky.
Mm. When it comes to the material on the album, 10 tracks by you, is it 10 or 9? A couple of tracks by others.
Yeah.
Yes. And so was all the album sort of written when you went in and met Mike for the first time kind of stuff? Was it all or everything pre-penned, basically?
I'd pretty much, I had a big choice of material that I'd already composed. And then I sat down with Mike and picked which songs. Some of those songs are songs I'd already been out gigging with my band. Others of them were just acoustic demos that we brought to the studio and had session musicians come in and, you know, put their spin on it.
Yes.
Which was really nice, those songs. I didn't really know, I had the acoustic demo, but I didn't really know how they were going to turn out. And they're some of my favourite ones on the record.
And did the record change and develop as it grew and recorded and things?
Definitely.
Very different than the way you expected it.
Yeah, because I got to use my live band on some songs. So those songs were more similar to how we do them live, obviously. But then I also had the pleasure of working with Roger Innes on bass. He's toured with, like, so Chaka Khan, you know, and had Jamie Little on drums. Van Morrison's horn section came in to do a song. You know, Pete Wingfield on
how good
piano.
Is that? Yes,
Paul
right.
McCartney, yes. Van Morrison. So all of these people, you know, they had so much input as well. And, you know, it wasn't like I said, oh, can you play it like this? You know, I might kind of suggest something, but then they'd take it to a whole new level.
Yes.
So I couldn't imagine really how it would end up sounding before they put their ideas on the table.
So I guess it was just a tremendous learning curve for you, was it?
Definitely. I felt like I really grew as an artist being
yes.
in the studio. Mike certainly taught me a lot.
And one of the tracks on the album is a co-composition with Mike and Dana Gillespie. Now, did you choose that, or did Mike choose that, or how did that come about?
Mike chose that. It's a song called Where Blue Begins that Mike wrote with Dana. And Dana had recorded it, and I do love her version, but Mike said that even though you know, he loves Donna and loves that recording. Donna had never really, she'd recorded it with a drum machine and so on. It had never really, her version was a demo that got released. Mike said they had never had the opportunity to record it as something how he felt it was meant to be. So he asked me if I'd be happy to sing that song, and, you know, it was an honour to.
And he saw in your voice, basically, somebody who could do the song justice, I guess.
And when I heard it, I kind of thought, oh, it actually reminded me of something I could hear someone like Sam Brown singing. Or, so it was nice to kind of take inspiration from, you know, from Sam Brown and artists like that, who, because I kind of heard the song more as something that she had sing than what I'd sing, but then I was able to make it my own through drawing upon those influences.
When I saw you working a couple of years ago, you're a very different lady to work the one you were then. I know you've had a lot of road miles since, but you seem to have grown into yourself and grown so much more confidence. Is that true?
Yeah, definitely. Well, that tour, the tour with Candy Cane and Deborah Coleman, and later on Sue Foley came and did the tour with us as well, and just touring with blues veterans who, you know, my female blues idols, that made me really learn and grow so much. At the same time, I had to know my place on that tour, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
So when the tour finished, I was really able to take away all that I'd learned and, and then kind of grow, you know, and take that all on board with my own band.
And obviously the writing bit, you had enough material for the album, so therefore writing is not coming as a problem to you, is it?
No, I mean, I always write. I kind of see it as therapy, almost, you know, it's the only way I can get what I'm feeling off my chest. Mm-hmm. So I write continuously. I don't tend to record songs as I write them, because I feel if it's a good song, I'll remember it and it'll come back to me. So with that in mind, normally I kind of knew pretty much which songs I wanted to be on the album by the time it came around to it. And even though I did give Mike Benn a bit of a selection, I held back a lot of material that I felt wasn't right. I kind of knew exactly what I wanted it to be.
So writing is therapy, and some of it, therefore, may pass muster and come out. Not so much pass muster, but some of it may come out again as something you'll do on stage or do on an album, but basically you write just to write.
Yeah, exactly, just to get it all out, you know. I feel if I have something to say, the best way to say it is through music, and I don't always draw upon kind of things that I've seen or things that I've personally felt. Sometimes I will write about from the perspective of somebody else, but emotionally I think you've always got to put you into it. So yeah,
what we're going to do next musically, what are you going to do for us now?
I'm going to play a song, just me and my guitar, and it's a song that I wrote when I was in America, and it's called Reason to Stay. It's a bit of a sad song, but I hope you'll enjoy it. Day. got a 44 stash in the drawer by my bedside. And Lord, it gets more tempting every day. Ooh, I'm so tired of living, but I'm afraid to die.
Danny Wilde performing live here on Houseboat on the Thames on the Raven and the Blues. If you want to hear two more tracks from Danny and loads more conversation, it's quite simple. Just go to the Raven and the Blues page, raven.dj/R&B. Scroll down, look for the petite photograph of Danny. Click on the link and you can hear the whole session. There will be, when I get a bit of free time, hopefully perhaps Saturday or probably more like Sunday this weekend, there will be a video to go with it as well, video of Danny singing too. I shot the video obviously the same time. It's just getting the time to edit it and put it all together. So, but there will be a video, probably if you try Monday or Tuesday of next, by the end of October, guaranteed. And our next live guest, it's going to be strange. It's going to be Papa George when I meet him over this weekend in the Windmill Pub in Hampton Hill. If you're listening in the area, Hampton Hill is just quite close to Hampton Court, and there's a pub there called the Windmill, and I'll be there Saturday evening with Papa George. Okay, The Raven and the Blues, a new album just arrived this week. It's called Porchlight. It's a 2-CD set, and it comes from Todd Sharpville. He's making his debut on the show, even though he's based here in London, and also he's unusual in the sense that he's a Viscount. He's the brother, the younger brother of the 4th Viscount St. David's, or is that St. David's? And literally, he's got a family line going back a long, long way. But nevertheless, he went into the blues field some 20-odd years ago. This is his first album, must have been, 16 years ago now, I guess, which was called Touch of Your Love. His new one is produced in the States by Duke Robillard, and it's rather fine. So let's have first track from the album is on CD number 1, track number 2. It's called A Lousy Husband, But a Real Good Dad.
That y'all ain't no damn good is the way my fellow men get misunderstood. When me and my old lady finally called it quits, she decided that she'd try and stop me seeing my kids. So easy for things to get real sad for a lousy husband, but a real good dad. Boy meets girl, they fall in love, choose to start a family. Things get rough, he's gonna lose his house. Honey, that's the truth. Who thinks it's fair to take them children too? The worst kind of blues you're ever gonna have when you're a lousy husband, but a real good dad. Of your life, missing you bad while hearing shit. shit from your wife. Enough to drive a sane man mad when you're a lousy husband but a real good dad. Family used to be the heart and soul of every strong neighborhood. Lousy husband, but a real good dad.
On the right-hand speaker, or your right-hand headphones, is the producer of the album, Duke Robillard. Guitar on the left, Todd Sharpville. Brand new album called Porchlight. Two CD set, that's track two on CD one. It's a lousy husband, but a real good dad. And you'll find links to Todd's website and everything else you'll need to know on the Raven and the Blues page at www.raven.dj. I think you knew that anyway. The email address is dave@raven.dj. I am owing dozens of emails. If you've emailed me and expected a reply, I'm so sorry. But eventually, I do believe that next week we'll have it under control and I'll be responding to most of the backlog of emails. I think I've got something like 5,000 emails in my inbox. Not all this week, of course, but just building up over a period of time. Okay, let's stay with new albums. This time it's called Recession Blues, brand new, just been released. It comes from somebody called Munro, two words, M-O-N-R-O-E. Google is no help at all. I type in Recession Blues and Munro. I end up with Latvians and Marilyn Monroe competitions, which is very strange. But nevertheless, so I know nothing about him, apart from the fact this is a track called Country to the City.
We gonna bring the country to the city. We gonna bring the country to the city. We gonna party in country style. We gonna drive all the city for a while. We gonna bring the country to the city. Listen, city people who wanna call us country square, you better check yourself, man. You the one that ain't nowhere. We came from the country, and that's where soul started. We gonna show you city people how the country people party. We like the city's bright light. We like the boardwalk too. But we like to party sometime like country people do. We gonna bring the country to the city. We gonna bring the country to the city. We gonna party in country style. We gonna drive all the city for a while. We gonna bring the country to the city. I can smell a barbecue roasting already. I see grandma leaving a rocking chair to dance with granddaddy. Little brothers around the corner stealing a kiss from Sally Mae. My baby's gonna be thinking me such a wonderful day. We like the city's bright lights. We like the boardwalk too. We like to party sometime like country people do. We gonna party in country style. We gonna drive all the city for a while. We gonna bring the country to the city. Bring it up to the city. Bring it on there to the city. New York, you better get ready. Chi-town, you better get ready. Detroit, you better get ready. Hey, Philly, we're coming. Bring it on in. Bring it on. Come on out the hill. Uncle John, come on out and run. Sally Mae, come on out the hill.
Country to the City, it's called. The album is called Recession Blues. His name is Monroe, two words. I know nothing about him. Whenever I say that, I normally get an email within 24 hours from Robert Jarvis in Spain, giving me the complete history of him. But anyway, that's a track which I say is a brand new album, and I know nothing about him. Okay, where's she now on the Raven of the Blues? Let's go to Deanna Bogart. Her album from last year is called it's called 11th Hour. And here she is with High Horse.
Time runs short, the show about to begin. Off to the side, nursing my pride, my gear unloaded. Turn the page and leave the stage, and I move with no room to spare. The fact you don't care and no one there is duly noted. I'll take the stand, you're not that grand, and I play my heart out to mend. Suffice it to say, if that's the price today, I'll pay it. So chapter two, it's me and you. You're a jerk, by the way. Now I could be wrong, but it's my soul, so I'll just say it. Get off your high horse, just like it sounds. Get off your high horse, the way I see it. On your door, maybe you need to feed your truth before it shatters. So let's be real on how you feel, and art does it mean the most.
It all comes around.
Yes, that guitar riff at the end sounds a little bit like Old Yes to me. 11th Hour is the album from last year. Diana Bogart is the artist. And there you go with High Horse. Here's Brand New. I should have played it last week but didn't have time. Actually, I've got a backlog of some fine, fine music coming up. A Milton new album from Milton Farrow with some great blues on that. And also, who else have we got? Looking at the list here, the Russ Tippins Electric Band also, and also Larkin Poe, a new CD from them. They're on tour for one gig in the UK next week, which I'm going to miss, but they're going to be coming back in April or May next year. They'll all be in next week's programme, but one I should have played last week but didn't, I'm really remiss about because I saw that Beardo did, and lots of others did too, is from kind of a compilation of Finland and Estonian supergroups. It was released on the 10th of October. It's a five-day gig when they were working through Estonia or Finland. Finland's Black River Bluesmen and Bad Mood Hudson got together with Bullfrog Brown, Andres Roots, to record a single in Tartu in Estonia. Written by Andres Roots and released on his own record label on the 10th, this is it. It's called Whatcha Gonna Do.
Up in the morning when you got a life but you don't know the meaning of the life when you're not home. What you do, what you do, what you do, what you do, and what you do. At the fridge just like a rat. When you just stepped on your neighbor's cat, will you just run or will you stop and chat? Hey, what you do?
Alt Blues from Scandinavia, where it's kind of cold and dark at this point in time in the year. And that's Andres Roots from Estonia, and also from Finland, the Black River Bluesman, who is basically otherwise Jukka Jaahuala, and also Bad Mood Hudson, otherwise Andy Hudson, the three of them there, with a single which has been made for radio, and I guess is downloadable too, and probably you can buy it as well, I guess. You'll find the links to that on the Raven and the Blues page. And that's called Whatcha Do. And that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. Email address, dave@raven.dj. Website raven.dj. Thanks for all the emails that have come in. They will be answered in the course of the next 7 days. Everything else will be caught up with this weekend as well. I hope wherever you are in the world, life is good for you. Let's close with this one from the album which has been reissued from 10 years ago. It's a great compilation of Art Neville, Dr. John, the New Orleans Musicians Clinic. And let's close the show with a long one, so we're going to overrun the hour, but nevertheless, it's worthwhile. And this is a track which is called Get You a Virus Called the Blues.
to my doctor. Get a little relief. And I told him all about my baby. Yes, I did. I walked the floor. My love was in grief. When I told him how much you mean to me. Ooh, yeah.
He said, go home, go home. Ain't nothing I can do. Could do for you. You don't need no narcotics, no antibiotics. You're stuck with a virus. Ain't it right on?
He said, you got a virus.
What kind?
It ain't nothing but the blues.
That's what they tell me. It's called a virus.